Welcome to Royal Cast, and we're gonna be a little bit different this week. My co-host went on a trip, so she's having the most freest fun right now. But I'm here in New York right now because I am studying. I am in summer classes, but we're gonna go into it and we're gonna talk about this week's details that I got in from TikTok, because TikTok gives you a lot of information. If you do not know this, it gives you a lot of information. So we have a little topics that we need to be talking about that are really interesting for the world to know. So we're gonna go straight into it, and this one I want to speak to about it a lot because I have dealt with it during my middle school, high school years of my life. And if you guys don't want to hear anything that is with bullying or any physical assaults and stuff, I wouldn't recommend you to, go and listen to this podcast episode today, because this has dealt with this kid. He was 17. His name is Lee. He's been all over my TikTok feed, and I went into deeper details to see what is going on. And basically, the stories and tiny pieces throughout like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, but this is not be like it hasn't been talked about enough, and I think this should be talked about a lot, because from my knowledge, Korean schools, if you have power or money, you're basically in control of schools. That's what I've been hearing a lot. I'm not sure if it's not like that, then I would recommend someone to say something. But for the most part, he's a 17-year-old who went to Gangwon, a foreign language high school, where he was bullied due to misunderstanding, which result into him deciding to take his own life. He wanted to reach out and call to his mother, but the school confiscated his phone, which resulted him not being able to reach out to anyone. A following staff at the high school even knew of the situation but did not do anything about it, and now the school is trying to cover up the incident. With the school trying to cover up this incident, Lee cannot get his justice, as all the prosecutors are free and being defended by the school. So I think we need to step in and try to help this family, because this kid was in literal pain. But according to other sources, he was sharing a school accommodated with the bullies, so he even had to deal with them almost 24/7. What the misunderstanding was all about is still unknown to the knowledge of anyone. The mom, according to what his mom wrote on IG, on Instagram, basically, from what I understood, he jumped off the roof of a high building near his school. It's really, really sad for a mother to see their own child be bullied and not even the authorities are stepping in to help. It's very ridiculous how kids nowadays resort just to bullying. If you are a bully, I know you probably have trauma, but it's not going to make anything that you're going through even better. And these are the consequences of you bullying someone. Someone can go into suicidal thoughts. You can make someone do suicidal things, and that's not right, in my opinion. I don't know why adults always brush off when a student actually tells them how they feel, goes for help, and literally is just blindsided, don't want to talk about it, don't want to hear it. It just baffles me that a child with proven evidence, he even went to his following teacher, and one of the teacher staff knew what was going on, and you still didn't do nothing, and now this school wants to cover it up. And it's making it worse for the school because I know some schools like to cover up a lot of shit just because they don't want the bad reputation. But right now, you covering the shit and you're not addressing it and getting those bullies accountable for their actions is making your reputation of your school a lot more worse than what you thought it was gonna be. And I know there's a petition to help out their mom, which I will find the link and I will put it in our description of the video. So you can sign up, try to help get as much petition to help this mom get justice for her child. And not even a child, like, if you don't have a child, you would not understand what this mom is going through. So I advise you to. No, don't comment, don't say anything. If you haven't been through a grief of a loss of someone in your life, friends or family, you do not have the right to say anything. Condolences to the whole family. And I will keep updating a little bit on this situation because it's very interesting to me that a lot of this happens in schools. Not just Korea, it's just basically different schools and around the world. It does happen, and sometimes it's due to power, money, and status. And I just think it's just fucked up. It's just literally, it's fucked up, and the whole system fucked up too. But I also did read, I think this is, he did read a suicidal note. If anyone is sensitive to anything like grief and everything, suicidal abuse, please skip this part. I advise you, because I don't want to make anyone feel some type of way or sad or anything. But this is how real we get on this podcast. He wrote, "Why do you always also think I'm doing okay? I haven't eaten anything since Saturday. I can't look up to the sky because I want to cry every time I look up. They don't give me a glance, and I think I had no chance in getting better. The rumor is going to spread as if it's true. So what can I do expecting pretend? What can I do expecting pretending that it is okay? I really want to kill myself, cutting myself. Is it fine as long as the cuts are wherever it can be covered? I'm okay when I'm hanging out with you guys, but it bothers me that this is also might be harmful to you guys. I seem like I'm not okay. Please help me." So he wrote this suicidal note as a way to speak out, and people still ignored it. People still didn't want to talk about it, and it baffles me that even a person who's speaking out for help was still ignored and abused and just not getting justice. It doesn't sit right with me. I don't fuck with the shit. I will never fuck with the shit. And until I have a mouth, I will speak up about this shit. Because nobody deserves to be bullied, point period. Like, it just baffles me how this is going on. This is actually going on in the world, and nobody talks about it until someone from TikTok, influencer, famous person. Why? Like, why? We need to be more spoken on issues like this, especially like our generation right now probably is gonna have kids. We need to be speaking about this, protecting our own kids. And helping those with trauma, because mostly bullies do come out for drama or abuse that they're going through themselves. So we also have to look at what's going around with them and everything. But we also just have to protect them. Protect them as much as we can, because this can happen, and this poor family is going through a very huge grieving of their son. So there will be a petition. I'll find it and it will be in the description so you guys can go ahead and sign and help this mom get justice for her child. Now, the second thing that I wanted to talk about is, have you guys noticed how the fuck the sky's been looking at? If you're from New York, how this guy been looking. It's been looking really weird. Like, I've seen a lot of fucking videos about this shit. And the sun is really weird. Like, the sun is bright red, and people zooming into videos and seeing like circles on the fucking moon is like, what the fuck? But I also did see that is like an emergency weather alert that Canada is having a huge wildfire, and it's so huge that it transferred the smoke to the city of New York. That's how close we fucking are. So New York is a little bit hazy. I've seen a lot of people from like downtown Manhattan literally have like mad pictures of buildings being hazy, and people are like so confused of what's going on. So I don't know. We need to protect this because climate change ain't no joke, and is she teaching us? Because it is a fuckery shit. Like, literally, wildfire from Canada is coming to New York. And, like, I've seen people from the Bronx and Brooklyn just take pictures of smoke coming to New York. Also, I believe also there's another wildfire either in Germany. I believe it's in Germany. I think it's in Germany. There's another huge wildfire that I heard they don't even have authorities out there to stop the fire. How is that, like, how? How you guys don't have authority to put out a wildfire? That's just beyond me. But their skies is red. People literally have to come out with a wet cloth and their mask and some goggles because that's how serious it is. I seen a couple of videos of people from Russia. Is it right? No, Germany. Literally coming out like that. It looked like fucking Zombieland type of weather. Looked like the end of the world type thing. Everyone stay safe. Do what you gotta do to protect yourself from this climate change weather. And hopefully Germany get their shit together and get this wildfire under fucking control. But yeah. That's about it for this week with the weird fucking climate change. Oh, I also saw another video where this guy was like zooming on his camera to the sky, and there were like four different objects. But the guy that was recording, he couldn't see anything at all until he zoomed in as his friend did, which is kind of freaking out to me. There are like four different like circle objects in the sky, and they were like very dark, and they were moving around. So it's like it's showing signs that we're not alone. Like, how is that possible? It can't be a camera glitch. It can't be anything. And multiple people was doing it, and in the background, multiple people were saying, "We can't see it. How is that on your camera, but we cannot see it physically with our eyes?" Which is kind of weird to me, but you make it how it is. I don't know. I'll put the link to the video. Y'all can see what I'm talking about. But in another word, someone asked me if should you tell someone you like them even though you're scared to lose them as a friend. I wanted to say at like ask this question with my best friend, but we're gonna ask that question with her around the next episode. But I don't know. It's a conflict between both, because I do would want people to express to someone how they feel, what they feel, if they feel something, just to get it out. But sometimes it's really not good because you could probably lose your friend. And in my opinion, I would rather keep it to myself than lose a friendship, because a friendship is way more better for me. Because I have that person there. Instead of me like speaking my feelings, but leaving like keeping your feelings in can also give you a little bit of a crazy wormhole, like depression, crazy crying, unexplained emotions, just crazy shit will happen. So I would just say go for it. Try to make it not awkward. If she feels or he feels the same way, kudos to you guys. Appreciate it. But if they don't feel the same way, just try to repair the friendship again. Like, that's all I can say. Repair the friendship, move it along, and just keep them as a friend as much as you can. Some people cannot keep them as a friend after that because they feel like it's weird, it's awkward. If you make it weird and awkward, then yeah. But if you're like, all right, cool, I let it out, you told me how you felt, and you didn't feel that certain way, all right, we move on, we move forward as adults. We don't lose a friendship just because the person doesn't feel the same way as you do. So, that is my opinion on the situation. And if you're listening, then yes, tell them how you feel. It could change worlds. You may not know. Take chances. Risk it all. That's what I say. I'm a Virgo. I will literally tell you any fucking advice you want to hear. But do I take it for myself? No, fuck out of here. I do not. I am literally a wall. I will not take my own fucking advice. But I'm a therapist to my friends. And if you're a therapist to your friends, let me know. Because I'm literally a therapist to my friends. I can officially, like, say that I could be a fucking therapist because every single time, every conversation, I'm giving out advice up my motherfucking ass. So, but do I take my own advice? No, I don't. It literally goes one ear to the other. It's not gonna happen. I will never do it. I don't know why, but I don't. It's just one thing. Basically, Virgos, mostly Virgos I know do that, and Taurus, and some Capricorns. Capricorns are very, very, very stubborn. Dated a Capricorn. We're good friends. She's a good person. But Capricorns could be difficult. A little bit difficult to deal with. Stubborn. Taurus. My dad's a Taurus. My mom's a Taurus. So I have two Taurus parents with Virgo and a Libra brother. So that mixture is a lot. Even though it's basically we're in the same element as Earth. But there's two type of freaking Taurus. There's a cool, calm Taurus, and there's the I'ma do crazy shit type of Taurus that I just don't fuck with. Too much energy there. The Taurus are cool people. Carla is a Scorpio. I fucks with Scorpios. Some Scorpios. Not all Scorpios. They be too passionate with it. Like, too out there, too I'ma give it to you too much. Tone it down a bit. The same rodeo, like, slow it down. We got plenty of time. But Scorpios are good. I hear a lot that Pisces and Aries are very troublesome, very, very troublesome and manipulative signs. I did date a Pisces. I didn't see no actual manipulation in their relationship, but I did see a lot of growth because that person did literally bring me into a little bit more of a spiritual realm world because she was in the spiritual world. But other than that, I never encountered a Pisces who is manipulated or manipulated, manipulation, whatever you want it. For Aquarius, I did have a friend who was Aquarius. Very strong personality, I can say that for a fact. Strong personality. A Sagittarius, I don't know who's a Sagittarius that are my friends. My friends are like, I literally stick to my earth element, some fire element, air element. That's about it. Because my thing is, my rising sign is a Virgo, my descendant sign is a Gemini, and my moon sign is an Aries. So I'm kind of a balance of earth, fire, and air. Only thing I would need is water. And I'm not too sure if I blend in with the water signs like that. Let me double check what the water signs is, because I get confused which ones are the water signs. I only know which ones are the earth signs because I'm a fucking earth sign. Lot of people says earth signs are the most difficult ones ever. Oh shit, a hurricane sent her keeping an eye on the Atlantic Ocean. So if you guys haven't noticed, it's like literally so many fucking hurricanes. It's been raining like crazy and I don't understand why. Don't understand why. Like, y'all need to relax with these storms. Let's see, signs of elements. Let's see some signs of elements. Alright, so the fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Okay, so the water signs are Cancers, Pisces, and Scorpio. Okay, Cancer people. My guy best friend is a Cancer. Too emotional. The emotions there are so out there. I cannot handle emotional people like that. I don't know why. I'm a Virgo. That's all I can say. But I had a friend, she was a Cancer. Literally would fucking cry every little thing. Like every little fucking thing that would happen, she would cry. And I was just dead ass look at her like, why can't you stop crying? Like, you're just a crybaby. You probably gonna hate me for saying that. Y'all crybabies. Y'all adorable little crybabies. That's how I see the fucking Cancer sign. Crybabies. I don't know why. Y'all very emotional. Y'all need to stop crying for me. Because I don't know what I gotta do. Like, I be looking at someone crying and I'm just like, I don't know what to do. I will dead ass just look at you in your face like, do you want a hug? I don't know, but that's how I see Cancers. Libra, my brother's Libra. He be getting on my nerves. I'll be wanting to throw him out the window, but can't do that. But he's cool sometimes. He's cool. He's probably gonna listen to this and come to my room and ask me, what the fuck you talk about? And still throw him out the room. So, I already said Capricorns. Who else haven't I said? Leos. Literally, I'm like a day apart from a Leo, like the Leo signs ending. I'm in the beginning of the Virgo signs beginning. Leos. I'm an introverted Virgo. I had friends who are Leos. Y'all energy is too damn loud. Like, when I say loud, too loud. Appreciate y'all. Y'all fun. Y'all funny. Y'all so. Sometimes y'all loyal. But y'all energy be taking my battery social levels down. And then I'm just like completely dead in my social levels. Yeah, I'm gonna need to tone it, let y'all tone it down because to be honest, I don't know. And that's all for the zodiac signs today that I wanted to talk about. But going down to Google News, we have that a lot of people are going to be in eviction soon. I think Kentucky's already, they're ending theirs July 31st. New York City has theirs August 31st. My thing is, Since it wasn't people's fault that they lost their jobs, lost their savings, have backed up rent, why isn't the government trying to help us with that or take those months out? Like, it just makes no sense. It wasn't our fault. Our system for unemployment takes a while to update. And do you think unemployment will be satisfactory to our rent, food, light, cable? Like, it really baffles me that these applications to help people with rent, and they get messages back saying, "Oh, it looks like you can afford to do this." We live in New York City, baby girl. Like, rents literally for a bedroom is 1,500 or more. Rent is expensive in New York City. Do you expect 200 and something dollars each week to be a good price, or 500 each week to be a good price for us to survive with only that? Mind you, we have food, rent, cable, and light bill. And especially everyone's in the house because we were quarantined. Do you think that will be enough? First of all, we were quarantined during the summer. That means whoever has four or five ACs in the whole room, in the whole fucking house, that's it. Your rent will either be $300 or $400. That's literally the whole entire check of unemployment. The $1,200, appreciating, grateful. That did not last us not even a week. It really did not last us a whole week. Like, do y'all forget? New York and other places are expensive. We wasn't working. Half of the people got laid off. And y'all think, oh, 1,200 and then the 284 or whatever, your 200 plus whatever they gave us extra, the 300, was gonna be enough for us to survive? When supermarkets are putting their prices up, light bill is putting their prices up because we have extra lights on, extra radiators on, extra ACs on, extra gas because we're stuck inside, extra shit because we're charging multiple shit at one time, extra on cable or extra on phone. Because since we can't go outside or travel, we have to communicate to our country to see if they're okay. And then on top of that, y'all want rent. Why can't y'all just take that month rent, give it to the landlords yourself? Because y'all can do it. Give it to them. Erase, expunge everyone's fucking rent due during that period, since it wasn't our fault this shit happened. We was all regular, we was all good, and now millions of people are going to be foreclosed or evicted from their house due to the fact that the government doesn't want to expunge, but they have programs. Still not gonna work. Still really not gonna work. Like, yeah, I forgot it takes a while for people to get jobs again. It's not gonna work. It really isn't. We need to do better. Government needs to do better. Y'all wanna rush people to go to work? How about help them with their rent so they can stay home and continue to find work or work? Because it's not gonna be helping anyone whatsoever. If y'all don't help the people that are struggling, especially in huge cities that are so fucking expensive for little ass shitty apartments. I don't know who gray mind was it to say that the modern houses, smaller bedrooms are the shit, We're gonna put this shit for $4,000 to $5,000 a month. Mind you, I can touch my fucking kitchen and bedroom at the same motherfucking time. Who great idea was that? Because all I know, back in the day, houses, even in the city, huge bedrooms, huge living rooms, huge extra bathrooms, all this extras, and it was only 800, 900, 1,000, 2,000, depending how many rooms. But now for a 3,000, a fucking shoebox? The fuck? Get y'all shit together. Y'all architecture needs to get y'all shit together, figure it out, because ain't adding up to me. It really isn't adding up. But we're gonna end this podcast here, because I don't want to talk too much. And plus, I'm fucking hungry. So, we're gonna end this right here, and I'm going to go eat. And if anyone wants to help Lee's mom, like I said, sign the petition. It'll be in the description. If anyone just wants to help. Also, we do have this new thing where you can support us. It could be 99 cents to $5, whatever you want. You can do that. Or if you can afford it, literally just share or write a comment. Not a comment, but like write a review on the Apple Podcast. Rate it. Follow it. And share it anywhere you want. You can do that. It's free. Takes 5 seconds. But yeah, I see you guys. Oh, I see. I'm literally used to doing this YouTube shit that I always say, see you guys. But yeah, I'm gonna talk to you guys next week on Wednesday at 11 p.m. at night. Deuces.